And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with the invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel like standing.
Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all your grace and goodness. We thank you for life itself, Lord, and we ask that you watch over each and every citizen of Jefferson County. Lord, we also pray that you, as we go forward with our business of the county, that you lead, guide, and direct us with all your wisdom, Lord, and help us to make good, safe, sound decisions, Lord. In your holy name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We'll go under County Commissioners to item B, to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing David L. Grigg for 20 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 2 office and citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. If you'd like to come up to the podium. The resolution reads, whereas David Grigg has devoted 20 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and has dedicated his talents and services as a senior equipment operator for Jefferson County Precinct 2 Road and Bridge Precinct. Whereas he has pledged his services as a senior equipment operator working for Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 2, which includes following policies, procedures, rules, and regulations for maintaining roads and ditches, including driving dump trucks, operating grade offs, chips, spreaders, backhoes, and other county equipment in Jefferson County Precinct 2, and through hard work and commitment to excellence, he has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Road and Bridge Precinct 2 office, he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Signed this day by the members of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything?
I'd like to thank you for the job, the career. I'd like to thank you for the retirement. I'd like to thank my family for showing up, and that's about it. I appreciate everything y'all done for me.
Well, we have a flag that was flown over the Jefferson County Commissioners Court together with a certificate. Every member of the court wishes you the very best in your retirement. Thank you for the time you've given to us.
Judge, if it's okay, I'd like to say just one thing. You know, I came here in March and didn't know a thing in the world about what I was getting into, really. But I will say that David was one of the guys I could always count on. I knew he was out there, and I knew he was going to do his job and do what he needed to do, and I appreciate you for it. Thank you, David.
You got former Mayor Brad Bailey of Grove with you today.
Yeah, he owned the former. I did my 20 years there.
Congratulations.
I didn't get a flag though, so.
All right. Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering for environmental consulting services for the continued implementation of the pesticide general permit for the period October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022 for Jefferson County Mosquito Control with an estimated cost not to exceed $10,300 without prior approval. Item B is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for proposals for grant administration for American Rescue Plan Act 2021 pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Pierce. All right, discussion. What did we need to discuss? Did you have a ranking of the...
Yes, and those will be kept confidential until we decide upon in the contract.
So what will happen, you will go to the first ranking?
Yes, the highest ranking individual. If that does not happen, then we'll go to the next one and so on until we reach an agreement with one of the proposers.
And then you'll come back to the court?
Yes, sir, we go.
Okay.
Explain to us just a little further in the negotiation. It's for amounts or what?
It's for a contract. Okay. So it would be for their entire scope of work and their amounts that they will charge.
But the entire scopes of work met our specifications?
Yes, yes.
On all three or however many?
Yes, sir. We had 10 respondents.
Okay. Thank you.
10?
10.
Wow.
And we set the scope that we're trying to, they came back and said, well, I can match it or not match that.
So we will, and their proposals get awarded, then they will have a contract, and their proposal will also become a part of that contract.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for water and trash in the amount of $35,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for the jail for additional costs for inmate meals and third-party housing in the amount of $260,000. Item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the county grant Texas Department of Agriculture Home Delivered Meal Grant Program for the Center for Christian Services, United Board of Missions for fiscal year 2021-2022. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $818,062.83 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item E is to consider and approve renewal of Title IV e-child welfare and legal services contracts with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services for the renewal dates October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 487101 through 487356. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Question. On this jail, if you guys don't mind, can you tell me amounts that we have came back to the court to add onto the jail expenses for the year?
Yeah, we'll have to. We can run a report.
Okay.
Budget amendments.
I appreciate you guys getting
send it out to the court after we run it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further, Commissioner? Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an amended agreement for professional service between Tim Richardson and Jefferson County for the period October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. Addendum. Item C, we've already done item B. Item C is consider and approve the county judge sending a notice letter of termination to the City of Beaumont terminating the interlocal agreement between them regarding the City of Beaumont's use and payment for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility for housing prisoners. Item D is consider and approve the county judge sending notice letter of termination to the City of Port Arthur terminating the interlocal agreement between them regarding the City of Port Arthur's use and payment for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility for housing prisoners. Item E is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Region 5 Prevention Resource Center to prevent abuse, use of alcohol and drugs, which is a renewal of the agreement. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Discussion.
A couple of questions, and I think it, at this time, it need to be some things cleared, Patrick, if you don't mind. It's been a long, drawn-out, extenuated time for us in this jail situation. Give us just a little chronological so we can make sure everybody understand from where we're coming from, if you don't mind.
I guess I'll start back to what probably originally started some of this back in, I believe it was 2011. We're going to go verify with some of the emails and letter sent, but we notified the entities that we were going to go to our cost per day of $75. That caused quite a bit of consternation at that time. We had been at $52 a day previous, before that, with all the entities, I believe probably from maybe 2002, somewhere in that time frame. During that time frame, we'd actually had a issue with the city of Port Arthur, which we resolved in 2008, February of 2008. And when we resolved that issue, it created a credit for all the other cities. So we credited them back to try to level, you know, treat them all the same. So going forward after that, we started with the, I guess the city of Beaumont was what initiated the June of 2011 billing, was starting to, was being paid at 35%, and has continued since that time based on, for a short time, $52 a day, and then that rate changed to $55 a day in October of 2011, and they continued to pay 35% of that, and that's where we are today. And based on that, they owe us approximately $3.6 million. Okay. I'm not going to step into the legal issues with that. Port Arthur started, I believe, in August of 2014.
Okay.
To start to pay 35%. And for the most part, it's just paid 35%. In 2020, maybe in 2019, there was a couple of 100% payments. But for the most part, it was 35% before that. So their balance that they owe us is approximately $970,000.
And is that all that's owed to us by all the entities?
Yeah. Well, that's it. And then I think we have one entity, Groves, that probably skipped a year because they thought we had settled all this issue, because this has been going on
exactly
obviously quite a while. And you know, the understanding is once we get these issues resolved, or try to get these issues resolved, we have, our past precedent has been to make everybody whole based on how everybody's paid, so they basically all paid the same rate.
Okay.
So that's kind of why we've treated this. We did it back in 2008 that way. So, you know, I think just because of the length of time it has gone on, and because of us scheduled for actually a hearing coming up in October, you know, our issues are coming to a head.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion?
Judge, and just to expound on what Patrick's saying, to keep the record clear, Port Arthur is willing, and I want to commend Chief Durso is here today, and I think he's the only one really here that's, other than the sheriff, that has a part of this stuff. So Chief Durso is willing, as well as the city and the city manager, is willing to adhere to whatever we agree upon. So I want to make sure Port Arthur's saw it in a good light. I don't want to create an enemy where there's no enemy. They're willing to do, they understand, and what's the actual estimated actual cost of housing a prisoner of this?
You know, right now our calculated cost is at $115
a day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Too many thousands.
I just want to make it clear, and as you see it on item for the county auditor, the two items A and B, cost is escalating, and it's just fair that the burden shouldn't just be on the county. I'll leave it at that.
And, you know, the other, and hopefully as we go forward, because as you know, we're in negotiations right now. We're wrapping up negotiations with the corrections officers and the deputies, and those corrections officers, that cost is going to go up, and that's a 4-year projected deal. So we will have increased costs. We've seen the increase in our housing, having to house downtown, and we've also seen the medical go up.
And the liability.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I guess the last thing I have, there was a contract with all the entities, correct?
Yeah, that is a legal issue right now with the written contract for all the entities. So we're going to go pull all those again. But yes, before we have contracts.
I got them right here. I got every one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Ms. Swain. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for August 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Risk Management, we have two items. Item A is considering possibly approve employee and retiree benefits renewal with the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefit Pool. Effective January 1st, 2022, and item B is consider and possibly approve aviation insurance renewal with Ace Property and Casualty Insurance Company effective October 21st, 2021 for an annual premium of $99,725. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. And if I'm understanding correctly, this aviation renewal includes both mosquito control and the sheriff's aircraft?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And that was a tremendous increase, wasn't it? Over 10%?
12%.
I think it was 12%, and the average across the industry was 21 to 30%. So we came out a little bit better than everybody else, but everybody in the United States got an aviation increase.
Do you know of any claims we had this last year?
No, sir. I don't know of any claims, no, sir.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Kenton Romero for 14 years and 2 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I certainly don't want to minimize any situation, but I'm pleased to see during the last week and a half that the increase in the number of COVID infections, that we appear to have reached a peak and we're coming down the backside. Our infusion center continues to be one of the most active in the state. That has translated into significant assistance to our area hospitals, for which we're deeply appreciative. And I'm thankful to TDEM for their assistance in making that infusion center a reality, as well as to those private practitioners out there that have infusion centers, although ours is free. We did see an increase in infusion center numbers after the calls last week. It's all numbers across the state, with the exception of a couple of medical centers, a medical center in San Antonio, and a medical center in Dallas, I believe, saw slight increases, but most everybody else were down, which was expected with the reduction in the number of new daily reported infections. Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
I think in light of all the conversation going on about the correctional facility, and the termination or the notice of our intent to end the contract for housing inmates for both Port Arthur and Beaumont, I don't want everybody to start jumping off bridges thinking we're getting ready to let all the prisoners out of the jail. And I think that's important. I fielded many phone calls this weekend. It just gives us the opportunity to sit down and have conversations and come up with a compromise, a reasonable way to negotiate a contract or contracts that haven't been talked about in a long time. I mean, and I think that's important for our community to know that, because everybody is afraid that we're no longer going to be accepting prisoners, or we're going to open the doors and let everybody out. Yeah, that's just not going to happen.
I think you're absolutely correct, Sheriff. The other side of the issue is that up until this point, your only legal authority for holding those prisoners was by virtue of the interlocal agreement. And without that interlocal agreement, your legal authority until charges are brought is not there to hold those people so that they should have been held in local jails, which, according to the contract, were supposed to be open. But I understand we're not there anymore, and we'll deal with it forward. And I think that the Commissioner's Court's going to be very open-minded in trying to reach amicable resolutions to this and to serve all the citizens of Jefferson County. But I thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.
And now we have our time of public comment. If you're attending online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. But the floor is open for public comment.
Mr. Not online. I mean, it's okay. I want to thank the sheriff for making that statement. Sometimes out in the community, information gets out there and people start thinking crazy stuff. So thank you, Sheriff, for clearing that up and making people understand that people in jail will stay in jail, and the Commissioner's Court will work with the Sheriff's Department to make sure that happens. A few weeks ago, I went to sleep in heavenly peace. And I did see a commissioner there. Perhaps other of you have gone and helped out, but I did see my commissioner, Vernon Pierce, over there putting together beds. I want to thank you for that. Having said that, I hope that the other commissioners will take it very seriously. I know you do, about the Rental Assistance Program. Having a bed is one thing, but having a home is something else. We're getting ready to start with the holiday season. Trick-or-treat, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. What I would not like to think that a person is out there worrying about a place to stay. So I'm hoping that this rental assistance program is up and going and that everything is okay and people will start receiving funds to stay in their homes. So maybe I didn't see it on the agenda, but I do want to thank the calls I've received and concerns from Commissioner Alfred and Commissioner Senegal about the steps going forward to make sure that those funds are dispensed to people who need them and not worrying about a place to stay, especially during this holiday season. The weather getting ready to get cold and wet, it's raining out there now. And I would not like to trade places with anybody worrying about if they're going to get rental assistance to stay on a place to stay. Thank you.
Mr. Vernon Durden, just to myself, Commissioner Senegal, and thank you, Patrick. We had a meeting last week directly related to this subject. We passed on to Southeast Texas Regional Planning to basically do our vetting and do those things for us. They have come up with what I call reasonable email and plan with contacting several agencies in the community as a whole to make sure we expedite getting that funding to those individuals in need. It's in writing, so we feel comfortable, I do, after reading what they have forwarded back to us and are going through. I appreciate you for your concern, because we received some calls from an entity, a group, that's associated with a ministerial group of about 11 or 12 churches. And we took it serious and brought it straight to our auditors, and we went to a meeting, and we feel comfortable about it, just to report that to you, okay?
Thank you.
And Judge, I'd like to say that whoever's in charge, I guess the Commissioner's Court or yourself, to try and express to the JP courts the availability of those funds. I hear that, and Patrick, you know, I hear that some JPs are not up to par, that instead of evicting some of the people through the eviction process, the constables and JP courts, if they're not aware of this money being available, that's where we can start. I think that came out of that meeting that day, that the JP courts, most of the people that are being evicted, I think all of them, maybe, I don't know the legalities of it, it's going through the JP courts. So we need to make sure the JPs understand that funding is there, so you won't have to put, and you know, I want these landlords to understand, if we give them the money, I mean, if you have another issue with your renters, that's between you and your renter, but there is funding to make them whole, the landlords and even the renters.
Thank you. And I was actually supposed to speak at the apartment association week before last on that issue, whenever we were having the storm come in and they canceled their meeting. So we've rescheduled it, and we'll discuss that issue with them when we're trying to get that information out to the JPs to make sure that they're going to be using alternative means of trying to dispose of cases by directing people to those resources that are available.
And Judge, I would like to add, Ms. Hatchard is here. She was one of those that made the initial call to us. Thank you for giving us that update.
And just to kind of follow up, there is a meeting Thursday. We're going to, regional planning is putting together to talk with the other nonprofits to try to get, we heard the issues.
Right.
I know we weren't happy with the amounts that we're getting out, but part of that is that case, working the case through, just processing the paperwork. And so they're going to try to reach out to nonprofits, to other nonprofits, to try to get people through that process so we can get to cutting a check. The ultimate goal, cutting a check and get to that process a lot faster. So,
thank you. All right. Anybody on the phone? All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for your attendance here today. We appreciate it. And if there's nothing further, we are adjourned.